The cultural highlights for our region this weekend include chamber music, old-time music, brass band music, Broadway music, plus a whole lot more. At Mass Mocha in North Adams, virtuosic drummer Dave King of the jazz duo The Bad Plus and internationally renowned photographer Alex Soth joined forces for this music meets art performance, performing as The Palms tonight and Saturday night at 8 p.m. A kaleidoscopic trip down memory lane? The work in progress delves into the physicality of memory that's been lost in the digital age. From the sound of a slide dropping into a projector's carousel, remember that? To the smell of a photo album opened for the first time in decades, this all-star duo makes magic from an improvisatory rummaging in the attic of memory. Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Mass. Kicks off its summer season with Who Could Ask for Anything More? The Songs of George Gershwin, an original jukebox musical featuring the Gershwin's greatest hits, including songs like I Got Rhythm, Embraceable You, and Summertime. Also running at Barrington Stage is Chester Bailey, starring real-life father and son Tony Award winner Reed Birney and Ephraim Birney as a doctor and patient during World War II. Both shows are now running through Saturday, July 3rd. Fans of Broadway musicals may also want to check out Broadway star and Tony Award winner Kelly O'Hara tonight at 7 p.m. in the Colonial Concert Series, outside under the big tent at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. And Grammy Award winner and Tony nominee Elizabeth Stanley, a veteran of Jagged Little Pill and On the Town on Broadway, performs at Barrington Stage Company on Monday night at 8 p.m. Also in Pittsfield this weekend, the Berkshire County Historical Society highlights music written in the 1800s with a free concert by the Victorian Quadrille Orchestra on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. at Arrowhead, the historic home of Herman Melville. The Victorian Quadrille Orchestra is unusual in that the music is performed in its original form, notes, and instrumentation as written in the 19th century, sort of not-so-early music, if you will. Speaking of early-ish music, the Berkshire Bach Society features 9-time Grammy Award winner violinist Eugene Drucker performing a selection of trio sonatas by Bach with Roberta Cooper on cello and Arthur Haas on harpsichord on Saturday at 5 p.m. at the First Congregational Church in Great Barrington. If loud, brassy party music is your thing, you're in luck. Brass Kill is a lively 15-piece party brass band whose mission is to get you out on the dance floor, which they will attempt to do at the Foundry in West Stockbridge, Mass. On Saturday at 7 p.m. The band's wide-ranging repertoire includes music from the New Orleans second-line tradition, punk and pop covers, international grooves, as well as original compositions and arrangements. Old-timey duo Moonshine Holler may also get you on your feet and moving around when they perform at Dewey Hall's Taproot Sessions Outdoors Concert Series tonight at 7 p.m. in Sheffield, Mass., with Pete Colleen on fiddle, mandolin, banjo, and guitar, and Paula Bradley on banjo, guitar, vocals, kazoo, and feet. The duo is a two-person music festival that captures the essence of American Southern roots music of the 1920s and 30s. The Great Barrington Public Theater kicks off its summer season with Dad, a new comedy by Mark St. Germain, running tonight through July 3rd at the Daniel Arts Center's McConnell Theater on the campus of Simon's Rock College in Great Barrington. Dad takes a loving and quizzical look at sibling and parent rivalries and the challenges of aging and reconciliation. And finally, Chester Theater Company concludes its season-opening run of Will Eno's Title and Deed at Hancock Shaker Village this weekend. The play stars James Barry and is directed by Kira Naughton, both names quite familiar to Berkshire Theater audiences. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.